it to another Christmas, amen. We made it to another Christmas. We're still here. We're still here. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. Beginning at verse number 31. Verse number 31. Luke's Gospel, chapter 30. Chapter 1, beginning at verse number 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called Son of God. Amen. The hope of Christmas. The hope of Christmas. This morning I was reading Facebook, and someone had put on Facebook, said a wise woman once said that it is what it is until it changes. It is what it is until it changes. Sometimes we have to learn how to live with what is. And sometimes living with what is can be a long time. I have known people who've had situations and circumstances, and I've wondered how they made it. And I've wondered if I was in the same predicament, would I be able to live as joyously as they are living? Sometimes we don't have any control over the circumstances. I've known children who live in situations, and even though they're very difficult situations, the children seem to do well in school and have wonderful gifts and wonderful talents. And then there are other children that live in wonderful situations of plenty, and they just flip out all the time. Well. And Christmas is about a nation, if you will, about a people that lived in darkness for hundreds of years and kept on waiting for their change to come. They kept on praying, they kept on hoping that a change would come. And sometimes when you wait a long time, if you're not careful, you will give up hope. The worst thing in the world to do is to stop hoping. Amen. When you stop hoping, you're finished. When you stop hoping, it's all over. No wonder that wise woman said, it is what it is until it changes. Well. Sam Cooke said years ago in the song Out in the World, a change is going to come. And Christmas is really about a change coming. No matter how bad it is, Christmas is about a change coming. Christmas is about God stepping into your situation. You know, I was reading this text over and over. Mary, young girl, is pregnant. And an angel comes and stops, talk to her to help to describe and define what's going on in her life. Something happened in her body, something happened in her life, and she didn't understand what was going on. And God sent an angel to interpret what was happening in her life. How many of you believe that God still talks to you? And sometimes when you don't understand what's going on in your life, sometimes when life doesn't make any sense at all, sometimes when you've got to get along in spite of the difficulties of the circumstances at that particular time, and it seems like that there's no way out and there's no way through, just in the nick of time, God speaks to you. God tells you, hold on. God tells you that you can make it if you try. God tells you, I'm with you and I'll help you to get through. I'm trying to teach you something. I'm trying to teach you to trust in me and lean on me and know that I am able to carry you through. I'm not just a God of the good times. I'm God all the time. So this young girl, Mary, is pregnant and she hasn't been with a man in it. She's beginning to wonder, like, how many of you ever wondered that? What's people going to say? You know, we act like something. I don't care what they say. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You care what they say. And so this young girl is going through a difficult time. And God sends an angel to talk to her and said to her, fear not. And what I really like about this text, it says to me, Christmas is about a time when you and I begin to understand that God hears. No matter how bad the situation, there are people probably right here, people here that had a difficult year and had a difficult season and have lost loved ones and have gone through unemployment and who had health challenges, one health challenge after another health challenge, who had no health insurance, people who've gone through a very, very difficult season, and they begin to wonder, God, what you up to? What's going on in my life? And Christmas reminds us that God hears us. And not only does God hear us, God is able to do something about our situation. Now, he may not do something about our situation as fast as we want him to, but he is an on-time God. He can, and he is able. When he decides to, he can change your situation. No wonder that woman was right. It is what it is until it changes. But when God gets ready to change it, it will change. Do I have a witness in here? When God gets ready, God can change the situation. And then when you look back over the situation, you can begin to see God's hand at work in your situation. Sometimes you can't see God at work in the middle of your mess. Sometimes you got to go through your mess and turn around and look back at your mess and say, if it had not been for God on my side, I never would have made. Thanks be to God that he's able to bring us through. Christmas is about God. It's a difficult thing to live with somebody and they're always talking and you get the idea that they're not listening. My grandmother used to tell me sometimes, boy, you're just talking to hear yourself talk. But it's a difficult thing to have a God that you talk to all the time and you have a sense that he's tone deaf. That's a difficult thing, is it not? And sometimes because I guess we need to be to God like our children are to us. How many know a child never takes no? A little child, and you say, well, no. Can I have this, Daddy? No. 3 minutes later, can I have this, Daddy? No. 3 minutes later, over and over again. And finally, you give in, and you go ahead and do it so they will hush. God doesn't always do what we want him to do when we want him to do it. God doesn't always do, what we want him to do, but God is able to do. And then when God gets ready to do it, he can change the situation. And in this particular text, Mary said, how can this be? The angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. We don't talk about this too much. But I still believe the Holy Ghost can come upon you. I still believe the Holy Ghost can come upon you. And it doesn't always act the way we see folk acting in church. It doesn't always, no, it's not. First of all, let me back up. Not it. Let me get it right up here. He doesn't always act the way we think he demonstrates himself in somebody in church with hollering. And that may be. I'm not downplaying that. But he does not have to act that way. He can just change the way you handle your trouble. He may not always change your situation, but he can change your attitude. He can change the way you handle difficulties until, what that old lady says, until your change comes. Right. I don't know when my change coming, but Reverend Hilton says, one of her theme songs and her testimony is that, what is it? You can make it. Yeah, that's it. He can work it out. He can work it out. Amen. I don't know when he's going to work it out, but he can work it out. I don't know how long it's going to take, but he can work it out. I just trust God that God will work it out. I just trust God that my change is coming. I wish it was coming today. I don't know when it's coming, but I trust God my change is coming. Is there anybody in here that got that kind of faith that my change is coming? And I'm thankful that it's coming. Hope of Christmas. The hope of Christmas is not about toys and things, but the hope of Christmas is about light in darkness. The hope of Christmas is about joy out of sadness. The hope of Christmas is about help out of sickness. And the hope of Christmas is about, if I get none of those things that I hope for, Christ hears me anyway. Amen. And when he hears me, he wants what's best for me. I think it's Psalm 33 talks about, no king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope of deliverance. Despite all of its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, and those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from the death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. That's Psalm 33. Our hope is not in airplanes. You know, one of the things that 9/11 taught us, we thought that if we just had more missiles, we had more airplanes and more weapons, No third world country could penetrate our system and our surveillance. I mean, we are the United States of America. We've got tanks and we got warships. And I have a feeling we put our hope too much in our technology. Here we are today, we walk around and we got cell phones and we can beep and we can text and we can do all of these things. Look at somebody and say, my hope is in Christ. Not in technology. The hope of Christmas is not in your gadgets. The hope of Christmas is not in technology. The hope of Christmas is not in your money. The hope of Christmas is not in your beauty. The hope of Christmas is in Christ. Amen. the solid rock I stand. It's Christ that can change darkness into light. It's Christ that can change despair into hope. It's Christ that can change your situation. It is what it is until it changes, and Christ can change it. Your hope in Christ. No matter how long it takes. Remember our ancestors used to sing that song and they were right. You can't hurry God. You just have to wait no matter how long it takes. He's a God that you can't hurry. But He'll be there. Don't you worry. Trust in God. Sing another song. I trust in God. I love Barack Obama, but my trust is in God. I love my wife, my family, my children, my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, and all my teachers that helped me, to grow me over the years, but my trust is in God. There have been many of us who've had relationships where we put our trust in other human beings, and we thought, oh, this one and that one, they're going to be the answer to all of my prayers, and we found out that they failed us, but my trust is in God. Amen. And then there have been those who've had their 401ks, and they've had their Social Security, and all this thing, and you know, it concerns me when I hear these people start talking about, I don't know if Social Security is going to be around, and my immediate response is, it better be around. It concerns when I hear people talking about, well, you know, they're going to extend the retirement age, and, you know, in so many years we're not going to have enough Social Security. But I just trust in God no matter what. There are people who don't have as much as we have, and, you know, we can get all nervous and anxious about, you know, I just know the Lord's going to work it out. I don't know how He's going, whether I have a, and then I talk to my accountant every now and then, and he said, well, how much you need to live, you know, when you retire. If you want to have the kind of quality of life that you have right now, you're going to have to set aside. So you're going to have to set aside $3,000 a month. I said, man, how am I going to live now? You know, he started trying to get me nervous about, you know, if you want to have this quality, you got to put this away. But I just said, I trust in God. I don't know how I'm going. I might not have $10,000 a month, but I know people right now making it on $500 a month. I trust in God. You never know how much money they got. They might live in public, but they trust in God, and they make it anyhow. Don't worry yourself about how much money you're going to have, whether there's going to be Social Security. There's going to be God. And after whatever Republican goes out of the White House, after whatever Democrats in the White House, God still sits on the throne, and God still controls the world, and Christmas is the hope of Christ, is the hope of the world. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. On Christ, no, all other is seeking sand. You know, you can drive yourself crazy worrying about how you're going to make it. You can drive yourself crazy, you know, sitting around listening to the news all the time. The bad news. Every now and then you ought to listen to the good news. Christ has come. He is the Lord of glory. He is the Lord of history. He's got the whole world in His hand. He is our peace. He is our joy. He is our hope. He is our all and our all. I trust in God. No matter what men may say, I trust in God. You drive yourself crazy. While you're worrying, God is already working it out. Amen. While you're crying, He's already fixed it. Amen. No wonder they said, let Jesus fix it. Amen. He knows just what to do. He knows how much you can bear. Do I have a witness? You think that you can't bear no more? You can bear a lot more when you put Christ in the situation. He will keep you. Do I have a witness? He will lift up bowed down heads. He'll wipe the tears from your eyes. He'll make a way out of no way. I trust in Him. Christmas. don't know what you got for Christmas. Maybe you didn't get all you wanted. But if you have hope, I know someone who was locked out of their house the day before Christmas. That's hard. I know someone who's had a difficult 2 or 3 years just trying to make it. No health insurance, no job, one health issue that's another health issue. Every now and then I hear sounds of hopelessness in the person's voice. I'm going to make it. But you know what? She's still here. Amen. Locked out, still here. Working a little Christmas seasonal job for $8 an hour, but still here. Didn't have a great financial Christmas blessing to be able to give her daughter everything that she wanted, but she's still here. Every now and then I hear sounds of, it would be better just to take my life. But somehow, she holds on. And I don't know when it's going to come, but I keep praying, Lord, it's time for a change. Well, I don't know when the job is going to come. I don't know when the health insurance is going to come. I don't know when she's going to be back in her season again. But I keep praying, Lord, help her to hold on just a little while longer, because in due season, a change is coming. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on your friends and your colleagues. You don't know what that Christmas breakfast / dinner did yesterday. Those homeless people. You don't know how that might have been a blessing to them. Had a hot meal on Christmas morning. That might have been their hope for the day. You don't know who's sitting next to you. You don't know what they're going through. You don't have a clue. Just because they, you know, black folk can dress up. Going through hell, they look like they got an oil well in the backyard. Get their hair done, lipstick, shoes, and they're holding on by their fingernails. Christmas comes to your address and says, Jackson. Jackson, pray for them. Jackson, stand up there and tell them Christ has come. Jackson, stand up and tell them that Christ is on the other side of tragedy and in the midst of tragedy. And Christ hears your prayers. And Christ talks angelic language. The angel said, don't be afraid. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The Holy Ghost, your strength. Holy Ghost, your joy. Holy Ghost, your power. Holy Ghost, your hope. Don't Don't let anybody define the Holy Spirit for you other than God. Don't let anybody determine for you what the Holy Ghost is doing in you but God. And if the Holy Ghost doesn't move you to holler, but if it empowers you, thank God. The Holy Ghost doesn't move you to jump and shout and scream. Sit quietly. Let a tear come down your face and thank God that a change has come. Amen. Whatever the Holy Ghost does, I maintain it. He empowers.